Well, welcome to this Tuesday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Chuck, today's program is certainly going to help us fulfill our vision and mission, and that is to provide hope, help, and insight to our listeners.
Well, you're exactly right, Dave. We're going to talk to Sharon Epps, who's going to go into some real interesting insights into how to live on a budget, or as we like to call it, a spending plan. And it's an area where many people have a lot of pain, so it's going to be a relevant topic.
Well, you know, this is one of those places that we hear a lot of comments. We have a lot of emails and questions, and those usually come in via email, but in just a couple of weeks, you are going to be able to talk directly to some of our listeners up in the Chattanooga area.
Well, we're going to be in Chattanooga, and Howard's going to join us, and we're going to have what's called a live town hall event where listeners to WMBW are going to be able to join us and ask questions for 2 hours, and that will be broadcast live over the air.
Well, Chuck, today I think an appropriate place for us to talk about spending plan is a place where people many times get in trouble, and that's using their credit cards. And you have some information today about credit card use that I think would be very helpful.
Well, Dave, the Wall Street Journal did an excellent article, and we've taken the top three things from it that we call the plastic pitfalls to avoid. Because if you carry a balance on your credit card, you are vulnerable to all of these things. One of the pitfalls is called disguise the limit. And that's when you pay down your balance, your credit card provider lowers your credit limit without telling you. And when they do that, this hurts your credit score because it looks like you're always just right at the limit. And it makes it more likely you'll exceed the limit, triggering all kinds of penalties. So be careful and look to see if your credit limit's going down. Number two is called the pre-crime pitfall. And this one's really scary. If you haven't made any late payments, but your card provider thinks that you might because you've had too many credit report inquiries, so they jack up your interest rate and lower your credit limit, or they do both at the same time. And then number three is called the catch-22. In this one, you're completely innocent. You made all your payments on time. You keep your balance below the limit, and you've had no activity on your credit report. But they boost your rate anyway because they're feeling the pinch from other people defaulting. And in short, you really can't win. So check your balance every month, whether you use your card or not. And if your provider tries anything like this, well, then let them know and get it corrected or move to another card provider.
Well, that's good information. You'll find that on crown.org. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll introduce you to Sharon Epps. She is the Executive Vice President of Content and Media for Crown. You're listening to Money Life, and we'll be right back.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't to make more money. It's to learn to manage what God has already given you. And we have something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes. Crown Envelopes from Crown Financial Ministries is one of the most advanced money management systems ever. Crown Envelopes will help you easily create a home budget online and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you exactly how much you have left in any budget category. Crown Envelopes gives you access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today Sharon Epps joins us. Sharon, welcome to the program.
I'm glad to be here, Chuck.
We are going to be talking about our new resource called Spending Plan Solutions, one that you really helped put together because you had this great passion to see some of the work that Larry had done to be revived and to make it available to our listeners. Tell us a little bit about how that came about, Sharon.
Well, for our listeners that might remember, Larry Burkett wrote a series of pamphlets that were just very practical and helpful on everyday solutions to people's life's decisions. Yep. And these booklets have been available for many years in various formats, but we determined that our listeners really could benefit from a small booklet easy to read, but yet has nuggets of wisdom that help you on your life's journey.
Well, and you said in your own counseling practice, dealing one-on-one, that these were the backbone of what you had to offer people.
Absolutely. Sometimes when you're looking at a book of 10 or 12 chapters, it just seems like a lot. But if we divide it into little pieces, then it's very helpful.
Well, Sharon, many people struggle with having a spending plan or living on a budget. But what have you seen that people do if they don't have one? Let's talk about the people who just go without it. What have you seen that they actually do to manage their money?
Well, I've seen some pretty creative things. I think probably the most common one I see is getting online and just checking to see how much money might be in their account tonight and to see whether or not they need to call a friend to borrow a little to cover the overdraft that might be coming through.
Yeah, so that's kind of living from day to day.
Definitely.
I've seen people actually structure their financial plan around the limits that they have available on their credit cards. Have you seen that?
I've seen that too.
that is a stressful way to go.
Now, maybe one further stress is those that structure it around the limit on their overdraft in their checking account.
Oh, wow. I've also seen people, and actually I have to admit, I fell into this category, that I really didn't think about the management side of the money. I only thought about the making side. So my emphasis was on the upside or playing a good offense. If I could always make a little more money the next year, the next year, the next year, then our budget could kind of increase slowly, and we didn't really have to know where we were. I could just keep ahead of it.
Make up the difference.
I would always try to make up the difference. Have you seen anybody do that?
I definitely have seen that, and particularly those that are on commission or on a sales basis of some kind tend to fall into the trap of thinking, well, my next deal will close, and then we'll be able to pay our bills or pay off the loan that we've incurred.
Well, I've also seen people live with this fear that something is going to break or go wrong or major catastrophe is going to happen, and they just don't know how they're going to handle it because they've not made any plans for contingencies. And so everything becomes an emergency. I literally have seen a person who said they were 62 or 3 years old before they had any emergency savings set aside in their entire life. So those are some of the things that happen if you don't have a spending plan.
Well, that's a really stressful circumstance to think about. And, you know, one of the things I've mentioned on the air before that I had the opportunity to work with a benevolence program where we literally had people coming in and applying for help. And it always amazed me that people had such little margin that it would be things like the brakes going out in their car that set them over the edge. Well, the bottom line is they didn't have a plan at all. They were living month to month. And a simple thing like wear and tear on your brakes actually threw them into a crisis situation.
Or a rise in the gasoline prices, right?
You know, absolutely.
I think the average today is only about $40 or $50 per month that increase in gas price has caused for the household budget to go up. But it's putting a lot of people in pain.
It definitely is. They don't have that much margin. I'll tell you the one, though, that probably concerns me the most and that I saw the most frequently were people who felt like they were fairly diligent with their money handling and their money management processes. And yet the way they managed, because they didn't have a spending plan, is that they would write out their bills every month. So they would write their house payment, they would pay their electricity and all those set bills, and then they would just take what was left over and hope it was enough to help them to the end of the month. And so they felt like they were managing okay, and they would even say, I think I'm on a plan, just because they had the money in the bank to pay their bills that were due on the 1st and 15th, but they had no plan whatsoever for those variable expenses that may not occur on a regular basis every year.
You know, Sharon, people who are listening right now are saying, okay, I want a spending plan. I want to be intentional about this, but I've tried before and it hasn't worked. I feel very defeated. I feel beat up. I feel guilty. What can I do? You know, what can you do that really helps me? And I think analyzing some of the obstacles that cause people to get in that situation would be helpful. What are the obstacles that you've seen?
I think the most pervasive is making it too complicated. I often find that people will find the most complicated financial software out there and then think it takes a year to just learn the software before they even begin working on the spending plan.
Well, that's a great one. You know, one of them that I have seen is that people get emotionally overwhelmed. And normally when we're emotionally overwhelmed, we just stop. It's like if you get lost in the forest, and I've been hiking and I get lost sometimes. And I get frightened. So what I do is I just stand still. And it seems like, I've got to try to catch up with where I'm at and figure out a new path. So a lot of people are just standing still, not doing anything. Have you seen any other obstacles, Sharon, that keep people from actually getting on a spending plan?
Well, you've identified fear, but I think the other one is denial. Just the fact that if I don't think about it, it probably won't be a problem. And the famous Scarlett O'Hara, I'll think about that tomorrow.
Yeah. How about somebody that says, I'm not a numbers person? Have you seen that one?
I have. In fact, one of my favorite friends is someone that started out saying, I'm not a numbers person. And she now not only lives on a spending plan, has been very successful. In fact, you've had her on the show as a guest. She even counsels people. And she still will open each counseling session and say, I'm not as a numbers person. If I can do this, anybody can.
Well, absolutely, because so many people have started down the process and found that they just couldn't be successful at staying on it. I think the statistic is that 60% of the population say they'd like to live on a budget, but only 20% actually do it. So there's a real disconnect. And today we want to talk about how to get people from where they want to be to actually doing it. And I think this resource is going to be very helpful to them.
I think so too. We've really designed it in such a way that it helps them take bite-sized steps to learn where they are right now, to determine where they want to go, and then make a bridge, make a plan that will help them get there to the future. And we're also dealing with some of their major decisions like houses and cars.
Well, I can't think of a better time for this product to be coming out because so many people need more financial margin. When we come back, Sharon, let's talk about some of the content of our new Money Life Basic Series book, Spending Plan Solutions. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today's guest is Sharon Epps. We'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and we're talking to Sharon Epps today about our new resource, the Money Life Basic Series, Spending Plan Solutions. And Sharon, we're so excited about this because it comes from the life work of Larry Burkett. And we've just updated and made it more user-friendly and kind of today's accepted format. So we're very excited to be introducing this to our listeners.
It gives help and hope and insight throughout the book that will help them on their journey to be very practical.
You know, Sharon, we talked earlier that many people struggle because they want to have a spending plan. They want to be intentional and purposeful, but they can't do it. And it's the number one issue that every financial planner will tell you is the first step, is to know where you are, to know where the money goes, what it's being spent on. That's the number one issue. And the Lord reinforces that in His Word, doesn't He?
He really does. One of my favorite scriptures in this regard is Luke 14. And in verse 28, it says, "For which one of you, when he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it?" I have a fun story, a practical story related to that. In my hometown, there was a builder that started a house. and I believe that the gentleman must have been building it for himself. And so we watched it anxiously as it went up, and we saw first the foundation, and then we saw the studs in the walls. But what we noticed is that it was not progressing along the normal course of getting a house completed. 6 months went by, a year went by, and we saw that the gentleman had done about 60% of the home, and we learned later that he had run out of money and was not able to finish the home. And so when I read this scripture, which one of you, when you want to build a tower, doesn't count the cost, I can visually see this unfinished home that was on one of the major thoroughfares in our town that was just a tribute to someone that had not counted the cost. That happens in our lives every day. Have we counted the cost for the new outfit that we just bought? Or have we counted the cost even for some of our major purchases that we make on a daily basis?
Well, it also reminds me of how the Word speaks to us when we know what to do and God tells us to go on and do it. I ask my children to all read through the Proverbs. And, you know, there's 31 of them, so you can read through one a day and get through it in a month. And one of my sons read through all the Proverbs in a month, and he said after he finished, as he was going to bed that night, he was praying and said, you know, Lord, I really would like to apply these to my life. And he said, before I closed my eyes, John 13:17 kept coming into my mind, and he didn't know what it was. I didn't know John 13:17 either. And he said, I don't know why I was thinking of it, because I'd just been reading the Proverbs. He said, so I got out of bed and opened my Bible, and John 13:17 said, now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you do them. It's the same way with what God tells us about counting the cost. It's one thing to know it, but it's another thing to actually do them. And this is what this resource is designed to help a person do, that wants not only to know what God says, but to be able to apply His Word to their lives. So Sharon, let's talk about how this resource can actually help a person get there. What's the first step?
Well, the first step is really to list your monthly household expenditures. You have to know where you are. I will tell you that I have had so many people come into the counseling room and literally estimate that they spent $400 a month on food, and once they finally counted, they spent $800 a month on food. It was amazing the difference for them once they really listed all that they actually spent.
So how hard is it to actually count? In other words, if you don't know where it's going and you feel like there's no way to find out, or you got to go through some complicated process, what does the book do to help you find out where you are?
Well, it really gives you a tool to track all your expenses on a monthly basis. In fact, we even just recommend that as you go about your business on a daily basis, you just keep a small logbook and just note, when I walk into the grocery store and I spend $3.58, I just note it in my logbook. So it's not a complicated going home to put things into software. It literally is a very practical, just keep a log for 30 days and see where it goes.
So the second step is not only to know where it goes, in other words, you've logged where you are spending it, but then you have to make a log on where it should go. Is that right?
That's true. But we want to make sure you also know what's coming in. So actually, step two is to look at your monthly income. And especially for folks that have variable income, it's very important that you have a clear strategy related to each month and that you know exactly what you can count on.
All right. So step three.
And at step three, then, you just take your income and compare it to your expenses. And that's probably the hardest step for most people because they are afraid of what they will see. But it is amazing the freedom that comes from just having that truth and being able to look at it and to realize, you know what, we have a difference of $200 a month that we may need to make changes on. We either need to make more income or we need to spend less. And actually having a number like $200 a month makes that fear go away, the fear of the unknown, because you don't know if it's $2,000 or if it's $200. And it's so helpful when you actually know that amount.
Well, Sharon, for those who are listening right now and they're saying the exact same thing, I don't want to go through that pain. I'm afraid to find out. And oh, by the way, I don't need this because I'm already upside down. Where's the hope for people who know they're upside down but they need to do something about it.
Well, the hope comes from the Word of God and from His Holy Spirit. So first of all, let me just encourage you to go to His Word and really learn His truth. But the second source of hope, it really comes from someone to walk alongside you and encourage you. And so I would really encourage you that if you have an accountability partner, if you have someone that you can openly share with, we also want to make sure that you know that our online Money Map coaches are available to help walk through this journey with you.
Well, and that deal doesn't get any better because that's free, right?
Absolutely.
Sharon, how do people get a hold of this resource?
They will get it from us by either going to our website, www.crown.org, or calling our 1-800 number and ordering it. They do cost $7 and very helpful resource for your plan.
And there's also a series coming out on this whole Money Life Basic series.
It is, and we look forward to sharing more with you.
Sharon, it's always a pleasure to have you on Money Life. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Well, welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, these new resources from Money Life certainly look like they're going to hit a nerve and answer some questions and provide some hope, help and insight to the listeners who heard our program today.
Well, they're a great resource. They're just the right size. As I said earlier, they're very user-friendly, and we do want people to purchase these, pick them up so that they can start using them. You know, when you actually start to apply God's word by doing the things that He said are good for us, you experience a whole different level of freedom. And we think the very first basic step is a spending plan, is having an actual budget. And as Sharon said, it's three simple steps: track your spending, know your income, and then compare your income and your spending and make those two things reconcile. This little booklet has all of the charts, all the recommended percentages, everything you need. But even better, what Sharon said was you can go online and work with one of our Money Map coaches for absolutely free. You know, Dave, that's a volunteer service. So we have trained people who are volunteering their time to be available to help people on this journey. So take advantage of getting the book and then getting hooked up online for free with a coach and get started on this journey.
Chuck, tell me a little bit about the online coaching and where do I log in and what can I expect when I go there?
Well, if you log into crown.org, and you'll find on the lower on the left side of the page a place where you can click to connect with the Money Map coach. And what you can expect are people who are trained, who will walk you through the steps and answer your questions directly. This is not a computerized program. It's a live person on the other end of the computer walking through this with you, saving you all the time and embarrassment of saying, this is my real situation. What do I need to do next?
If it takes more than one session, will I be able to go back to that same coach, or do I get somebody new each time I log in?
You can actually go back to the same coach time after time.
And is it something that is in a public display, or is this something that's very private between me and my coach?
It's all private and confidential.
Well, that's great. And tell me again, where do we go for that?
Crown.org, lower left side, click on Money, Find a Money Map Coach. It's one of the finest services we provide.
You know, Chuck, we highlighted just one of the books in this series. What are some of the other titles that are in this Money Life Basics series?
Well, we've got new titles coming out, one on work and business, how to get your career kick-started, or to start a business. I really like that one a lot. Debt and bankruptcy for those who are facing just overwhelming pain right now. And then insurance and investing is coming out soon. Also a book called Marriage and Children, which is all about how to apply the scripture to your financial situation when you're married and teaching your children God's financial principles.
Well, all of those resources are available at crown.org, and I'd encourage you to go there. If you missed a portion of the program, you can hear this program again at crown.org as well. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.